The Bird Show.
All right, let's get you all up to speed here because it's been a while since we talked to Dana. Now, theoretically, we have new people coming into the show all the time that might not have heard what Dana is all about, theoretically.
No, on paper, they're leaving.
Yeah, we got ratings yesterday that said that theory doesn't hold true for our show.
Well, they may be new, but they don't stay.
So for the four of you that have been with us from the start, bear with us while one person is checking us out for the very first time right now. Because here's what's been going on with Dana. This is the whole recap from the last couple of months, just in like 2 minutes of audio right here. So here's what's been going on with Dana and this old guy that we've kind of nicknamed Matlock. You've got your very first date at 27 years old.
Yes.
All right, so how does this guy ask you out?
I actually met him through my parents.
And I'm curious, how old is this guy?
He's 58.
He's 58?
Mm-hmm.
And this is going to be your first date?
Yes. We went to go have steak at this place called New York Prime in Buckhead.
Oh, mm-hmm. He did it up.
He invited me to come over for a couple more drinks.
Right.
And we just watched TV and stuff. You know, I ended up staying the night. And since I like him and since we had such a great first date, and so I'm going to go out with him again on Wednesday. It was the most romantic night obviously that I've ever had, because I've never had a romantic night before.
So did you stay the night again?
Yes, I did.
You betcha.
And you were right. And you sealed the deal, right?
Yes, I did.
Hey, Dana, do you love him?
Yeah, I do. We hang out every night at his house, mm-hmm. and it's getting more serious mm-hmm. and more serious, and he's actually planning a vacation for us in Atlantis in the Bahamas.
How's the intimacy department?
It's great. I'm over at his house every night, so. My lease is actually up in June, and we've been talking about moving in together. He's even given me a promise ring, which is just incredible.
What?
58-year-old man giving you a promise ring?
Yes.
When is your vacation with him?
The vacation is over Memorial Day.
Hey, Tracy, I know you wanted an update on me before I left for the Bahamas. We left to come down here yesterday. I tried to call you guys but couldn't get through. Anyhow, we're having a great time, but I won't be able to call you till I get back. He wants this weekend to be just about us, so I agreed not to make any phone calls. Things are still going great, though. He's definitely the one. I'll be moving in with him when I return. We also have another vacation planned for July. We're going to New York over the 4th. This was my idea as a thank you for the trip to the Bahamas. I'll talk to you when I get back. We fly home on the 2nd. Dana. P.S. I may have your next contestant for Baby Idol. ...
What?
Okay, so that's where we were with Dana right now. So the last thing we heard from her was that email correspondence basically saying, you know,
may have a new entry into Baby Idol.
Okay. Dana's on hold now. This is the email that I've been getting more of over the last couple of weeks than anything else. What's going on with Dana?
Hey, Dana. Yes.
How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. Everybody's more interested in you than they are in us.
Yeah. Ratings came out yesterday.
So the one main thing is your email. The cryptic message in your email about Baby Idol. What did that mean?
Oh, I was just kidding. I was just saying, you know, that I know you guys have that contest, and hopefully by this time next year, I might have a baby to be entered in that contest. I didn't mean like right now.
Okay.
We thought you were suggesting that you already got pregnant.
No. I was just saying that, you know, since we're talking about marriage and all that stuff, that hopefully by this time next year, maybe I'll have a baby, you know, for your show.
So you're talking about marriage. So when did this come up?
We started talking about it during the trip.
Okay. Well, tell us about the trip.
The trip was great. It was beautiful there, and he got an amazing room for us. It was amazing. And, you know, the only thing is, though, it's funny, and I guess this is definitely the age difference, he loves to gamble, and I've never gambled in my life, and he's really into blackjack. And
where'd you go again? I'm sorry.
Bahamas.
Atlantis, right?
Yeah, Atlantis.
Okay,
yeah.
Sorry.
So he's really into basically any kind of gambling, and I don't know anything like that, so I would just kind of hang out by the pool and, you know, catch some sun, and he would go off and gamble and stuff. So, mm-hmm. But I mean, otherwise it was really, really beautiful. But, you know, what's funny though, is that, actually one day, whenever he was gambling and stuff, I was hanging out by the pool, and this is just kind of weird because I've heard, you know, a couple of my friends say, like, whenever they start dating somebody, that whenever you're dating somebody, you meet other people, like when you're not looking. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you meet people when you're not looking. But, mm-hmm. And I was hanging out by the pool, and I started talking to this guy. And the reason why we started talking is because I heard his accent, you know, and I was like, oh, are you from the South? And he said, yeah, I'm from Atlanta.
Huh?
And I was like, that's where I'm from, too. And so we just started talking, and he's really, really attractive, like really cute guy.
Uh-huh.
He's like 30 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just started talking about stuff about Atlanta that we loved and what we were doing in the Bahamas, what we liked to do while we were there, and, you know, just stuff like that. And so we exchanged phone numbers and emails.
Mm.
But mm-hmm. he was really, really cute. So, and it was just funny. I was like, I can't believe I'm talking to this cute guy, because if this would have happened like 7 months ago, I just felt like this wouldn't have happened 7 months ago. But here I am already dating Carl, and now this cute guy wants to talk to me. It was just really bizarre.
So was there any part of you at all that was feeling, wow, I really wish I wasn't kind of tied down right now because I'd like to pursue it with this guy?
Well, you know, I thought, I was like, should I did kind of feel that way, just a little bit, because I was like, should I just go out with him? Because I've never gone out with somebody my age, you know?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is that, like, I am in love with Carl, and we're talking about marriage and things like that, but I just didn't know, you know, the thing with Carl is, like, you know, he did have a problem, you know, staying up past midnight, you know? And I would, you know, I'm the kind of girl that likes to jump in the pool 20 minutes after eating kind of thing. Like, I'm not really... Like, I like to still do things. I'm youthful. You know what I mean?
And does he not swim within a certain time of eating?
Yeah.
Got to wait 30 minutes or you're going to get cramped up.
Yeah, that's Carl. But he, you know, so I was just, I didn't know. I mean, I'm like, in my back of my mind, I'm like, I know we're talking about stuff, but should I go out with this guy just because I never have, just to get it out of my system that I dated somebody my age, you know?
All right, well, at least you're being, I really see you being very honest with yourself and sharing a very... you know, kind of secretive part that you're saying, look, I've only dated one guy and he's 58.
Right. Yeah.
And now the temptation of anybody that comes around that's your age, you're starting to think here a little bit that maybe this is something that I want to pursue.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Dana, now, is swimming not the only thing where Carl gets cramps?
No,
does he have to stop other activities short?
No. He's fine. He's fine.
Remember, she has nothing to compare it to.
Exactly. So. Hey, Dana, now, remember when you came to us and you had never dated anybody before, we had mentioned that we wanted to get you on that first date to get over that, you know, anxiety and get you some, you know, confidence. And obviously it worked because you were confident at the pool. You were confident to talk to a 30-year-old guy who was attractive. You had, you know, you didn't freak out when he was talking to you. So, I mean, I appreciate, you know, like what Bert said, your honesty. And I, you know, I think you should go out with him. But because I really think that you are moving this thing with Carl way too fast. You shouldn't be talking about marriage. How long have y'all been together?
Let's see. I guess the end of March, beginning of April?
And here it is, beginning of June. Mm-hmm. I just think from Carl's perspective, you know, he's lived 58 years. So, of course, you know, I'm not surprised he may already be thinking about, I guess, settling down because he's never been married before. But I really think that you should pay attention to your curiosity of this 30-year-old guy.
I think many people are agreeing with you. Hey, James, you're on all the hits, Q100.
Dana. Have you talked to this younger man yet? Because I think you should.
Well, he, you know, when we exchanged emails and stuff, he actually emailed me and, you know, said that we should go out sometime, you know, hang out and stuff. So he did kind of ask me out in the email.
Did you tell him that you were seeing a 92-year-old guy?
I told him I was there with Carl, you know.
And you told him the age difference because there's a key here. You told him that the guy was 58?
I just said he was older than me. I didn't get into specifics about him.
Okay.
I didn't feel like, you know, I just was meeting this guy, so I didn't feel like I needed to be that specific, but I did say he was older.
Because I'm thinking if this guy's laying out by the pool chilling out and you tell him that you're dating a 58-year-old, he's like, okay, I could pretty much push that guy aside here pretty quick.
Mm-hmm. See, I we're focusing on the age thing, and I think the fact is here is Dana, who has never had a date in her life, mm-hmm. and she's dating someone who, you know, that she may or may not have, you know, whatever in common with, but now all of a sudden she has an opportunity. She's dating someone, and I'll say it again, I wouldn't care if this guy, if the guy we're calling Matlock, or that we're not calling Carl, was 32, the fact that this is the first guy she dates, she falls in love with, she's going to move in with him, I would encourage her to do the same thing she's doing now, even if he was 5 years younger than her. Like, the age is...
Mm-hmm. It's inconsequential to you. Yeah, I think there's some validity to that. Dana, let me ask you this question. If you went to Matlock and you said, look, I met this guy. You're the first guy I ever dated. You're the first guy. How do you feel about me just going out with this younger guy once or twice, what do you think his response would be?
That's a good question. I guess, I don't know. I mean, he's such a gentleman. I'm sure that he wouldn't ever hold me back from doing anything. He might, you know, it might hurt his feelings, but I don't think he would ever want to hold me back from doing anything, because he's such a gentleman, you know, and he really does seem to put me first and want to take care of me. So I would imagine that he, you know, would let me do it.
Good morning, TC.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
And Bert, you just took the angle that I was going to. I mean, here's you know, she was saying that she was beginning to realize the differences in their personalities, her being so young and him being so old, after being in bed and everything. How open would he be to her experiencing somebody around her age just to go out on a date, just to see what it's like? That's what I was going to ask her to see what, you know, what his take might be. You know, just don't, you know, just open herself up to that possibility.
If we were going to take a consensus in the room, do you think that would be a good way to go for her? To, like, go to the older guy and say, hey, you know what? I've never dated anybody any younger. I'd sure like to see how the other half lives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, no.
No.
Because I think that the older guy is taking advantage of his experience in the world, or is taking advantage of her based on his experience in the world and knows, and I think that would cause significant problems. I don't think he would like that.
I just think that you have to handle this like any other relationship. If they've talked commitment, then she has to have the conversation with him before she goes out with this 30-year-old. You know, if in a normal dating situation, when you're casually dating somebody for a few months, you don't have, you know, and you establish that you date other people, then you don't have to check in with that person. But Dana doesn't know that. So she's, you know, gone head first into this. Mm-hmm. So she has to talk to him before she goes out with a 30-year-old.
All right, let me take one more call here, and then we'll wrap things up with Dana. But we are certainly going to have to check back in with her next week. Hey, Tara.
I feel that if she doesn't go, she's going to end up regretting it. 10 years from now, she's going to think back, hey, what if I didn't go out with him? Or what if I did go out with him, and it was the one, and I'm not dealing with a 70-year-old guy now? So I think she just needs to go out. It may not work out, but what if it does?
Well, my thing, I don't think she should. I think that Dana has to get out of the habit of going out thinking that somebody's the one. Like, we're trying to train her how to date. You know, that was the whole point of this whole conversation with Dana to begin with. And so my, you know, idea is not for her to go out with a 30-year-old because he's the one. Go with a 30-year-old because he's there.
Yeah, let me give you just a little peek into attitude also, Dana. I don't know what it is, and I've never seen a study done about it. Mm-hmm. But for whatever reason, when you are coupled with somebody, you have some kind of sent to you,
mojo,
yeah.
Some kind of mojo, some kind of attitude,
it's
where people are attracted to you. Maybe it's confidence. Maybe it's a confidence you've never had before. But if I was going to predict, if you and the older dude broke up and you were out there and you were single again, chances are pretty good things go back to normal, you know?
Yeah.
I can't explain it.
No, yeah.
I don't think anybody can.
No, but he's right.
But it happens that way.
Yeah, my concern about you, and it doesn't matter if he's 58 or 30, like Jeff said, my concern is the fact that you're in this for security and safety.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think you should go out with a 30-year-old, because you need to date. And if you really are in love with the 58-year-old and you really want to spend your life with him, then you will. But I don't think that you need to do it out of fear. You can't.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to do with this whole situation? You think you'll start returning the emails? Do you think you're going to talk to Matlock?
Well, I mean, I think that makes sense that maybe, you know, just because, you know, this is the first guy that I've fallen in love with. And I know a lot of people don't marry the first person that they date. I know that that is what the usual thing is. But I feel like I kind of do want to, you know, just go out with him just once, just to make sure and just to see. And I really think that Carl, you know, like I said, he's such a gentleman. He's so great to me. And I think that if I'm honest with him, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think he'd have a problem with me just making sure, since we've talked about commitment. And, you know, I feel like he would want me to, you know, do whatever I need to do to make sure first.
Right.
If you were going to have that talk with Carl, when do you think that's happening? You think you're going to wait a while? You think it'll happen sometime soon?
No, I think I'll talk to him soon. I don't, you know, because I don't want to spring it on him later and have this, you know, have him think that I've been, like, holding back on him, you know.
Very smart.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Very smart.
All right, Dana. Well, let's check back in with you again next week.
Okay.
All right, good luck.
Okay, thanks.
And Dana, let me again thank you so much for sharing this whole thing with us.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right, Dana, bye-bye.
Oh, okay,
no.
Bye.
Oh, no, thank you.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
People love Shakira.
I never can understand why there's such a gap between America and the rest of the world when it comes to music.
Let's ask Shakira that question. Hi, Shakira.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing, guys?
How
Good.
Are you?
I love how you say my name, Shakira.
Shakira. Do you want to hear how long do you want to hear how long I can roll an arm?
No, don't do it. Don't do it to her. Don't.
Shakira.
Sounds very cute.
Oh, you're cute now. See?
Now I'm melting.
Cute little radio man.
Yes, I'm doing another cute little English-speaking radio station.
Oh, it's funny when you do your...
It's like Bart Simpson with the Ay Caramba.
Hey, Shakira, Melissa asks a really good question here.
Yeah, I'm just fascinated by the fact that you're not the first artist, but certainly the most recent that, you know, I mean, worldwide you were a phenomenon, and then here in America it's just not quite that level. And why do you think that there is such a difference?
Well, laundry service did so good in America that I never expected such a welcome, you know, and so warm an embracement of my music, and I feel so thankful, you know, with the American fans for having listened to my music in English and in Spanish as well. You know, believe it or not, I think there's every time more and more people who are more open to listen to music in Spanish. Actually, MTV and VH1 for the first time ever have been rotating this video entirely in Spanish, you know, and even the making of the video was done in Spanish with subtitles in English. For MTV America. So I think things are changing, and we're breaking barriers, and this is much more of a global world, and we're much closer to each other than what we think, you know, and we're more similar than what we think we are, beyond the cultural differences and the language and the frontiers.
Mm-hmm. Shakira, is there a small part of you that almost enjoys the, I don't want to say lack of attention, because you certainly get a lot of attention in our country, but in other parts of the world, I mean, you are attacked. I mean, the press is all over you. You can't step out of the house. And in our country, it's a little bit different. Is there a part of you that enjoys a little bit more freedom in our country than around the world?
Actually, I had to move to the Bahamas.
Oh, is that right?
Right now, where I really feel much more tranquil isolated, and I have the privacy and the space to create and be with myself and by myself sometimes. It's where I can really get introspective, and I think every artist needs those sort of spaces, right? Because, for example, there's places the cities in the U.S. where things are easier for celebrity, you know, like Los Angeles maybe. But, for example, to walk in Miami for me is impossible. There's always paparazzi. It's not the people, you know, the people are not the problem, because I really love having that contact with my fans. I enjoy, you know, and I always give autographs. I loved, you know, taking pictures of people who ask me to take pictures with them. But it's just the paparazzi, what I find very annoying, you know. That's la tortura of Shakira. You know, that's my own torture, right. Really, that invasion. Because, you know, when you're doing an interview with a journalist, that's it. You do your interview, you go home, and that's it. But paparazzi are sometimes hanging from a tree, and you don't even realize they're taking pictures in the privacy of your own house. You know? Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Now, those are things that are difficult to cope with.
Shakira, I can't stop hearing about your video in the studio. Okay? And your hip shaking, your belly dancing moves are absolutely amazing. Where in the world did you learn how to do that?
Thank you. I don't know. I guess it's a DNA thing, you know. It's genetics. I've been belly dancing since I was 4 years old, and that probably has to do a lot with the fact that I was born in a town where people, I think, learned how to dance before they even learn how to walk. That's the Caribbean, you know. It's like that. People, there's a huge culture around dancing and cult of the body as well. So,
if you ever come to Atlanta, could you give me a lesson?
Sure.
Okay, if you're ever here in Atlanta, I want a belly dancing moves lesson from Shakira. I think my husband would enjoy that.
Whenever, wherever.
Hey, Shakira, a whole bunch of your fans would like to talk to you. Do you have some time to take some calls?
Of course, yes, okay. Always.
And Vanessa, good morning. You are on with Shakira.
Hey, good morning. I'm a big fan, Shakira. Fellow Colombian. And there's a lot of Colombians actually here in Atlanta. I've been following you since Donde Están Los Ladrones. And I've seen as soon as you step out into the American market, they sexualize you and your body, and it's basically focused on how you move. Yeah. And you obviously add to that. Do you think that takes away from your music? Because I find you a beautiful poet when you sing. So do you think that takes away from kind of the message and what you're trying to portray?
Thank you. Well, I feel that I've had a career for 14 years singing in Spanish, and of course that means that there's a really deep relationship with my Hispanic fans and my music, and there's a deep understanding of what I do because of the time that's involved in this relationship. And it's normal, I find it very normal that when, you know, an artist is new to a market, like I was, you know, a couple of years ago with Laundry Service, people first focus on the external, you know, on the moves, on the looks, on the music itself, but probably they don't take the time to listen to what you say or the lyrics and stuff, and then little by little, once they, you know, they establish a relationship with you, they start discovering you more deeply, you know, and I think that's what happened. I'm sure that the people who have Laundry Service in their houses, they know me much better than the people who don't, you know, because they have taken the time to listen to the lyrics in my songs and to understand who I really am and where I come from and what my motivations are in life. But that, you know, like everything, that always takes time. It's like in relationship, you know, when you're dating somebody, you first, you know, you feel attracted to that person, maybe in the physical aspect, and then there's a spiritual connection that comes after.
Shakira, you're talking about that deep relationship with that you have with your fans in the Latin community. Do you find any in the...
I'm also talking about the deep connection that I feel I have with my also non-Hispanic fans around the world and in America that have Laundry Service, you know, that have the time to really listen to each one of my songs in the album and, you know, beyond the people who just watch me on TV and see me as a celebrity.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Has there been any... like any resentment in the Latino community that you do your songs in English? Would they rather just have you continue to do them in Spanish?
No, I think that they understand that it was really important for me to go down that road and explore new possibilities and open myself to the world. And I feel that they see me also as an ambassador of my culture and my country and my Hispanity. And I take everywhere I go that flag and plant it in each one of the countries I visit. So I feel that they've accompanied me throughout this process in a very beautiful, warm way, you know?
Thanks. Mario, you're on all the hits, Q100 and The Bert Show, talking to Shakira.
Hey, Mario. Como estás? My name's Mario. I'm from Colombia as well. No, simplemente I just wanted to call and tell you that I'm very happy that you are making it. And us as Colombians here, there are a lot of Colombians in the Atlanta metro area. And we are very, very proud of you because you are definitely a sign of hope. Because we all come from a country with a lot of turmoil, a lot of problems.
Yes.
And, you know, seeing you out there making it, it gives a lot of, you know, inspiration and inspires me to make it in my own, you know, field and what I want to do. And seeing you out there doing it, it's really good. And I support you 150%. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you so much. Those are very beautiful words.
Very, thanks. Very proud of you. Okay. So keep going. Be strong. And hopefully, you know, we'll get out of this situation in Colombia, and you know, we'll turn heads.
Amen.
Thanks, Mario.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Hey, Shakira, are there words in English that no matter how much you try, you just can't pronounce?
In English?
As much as you practice and practice and practice.
Yeah, there's one. What do you call that? I can never remember that. It's, you know, when the car is not automatic, the opposite?
Standard,
yeah, but would you say stiff?
Stick shift.
Yes.
Stick shift.
Oh, yeah.
I always say stick is, I don't know. I say but I can never say it the right thing.
Stick shift.
Whatever. Say it again.
Hey, Bert, other than Shakira, are there words in Spanish you have trouble pronouncing?
All of them. Yes, Shakira, it's stick shift.
You got it.
There you go.
Yeah, but I'm sure I'll forget it again.
Once again, the new album is, and correct me if I'm wrong here, it's Fijación Oral.
Uh-huh.
It's in stores now. And then in November, the album Oral Fixation comes out, correct?
Volume 2.
Got it. Anything else I'm not covering? What other? Do you have movies coming out? More videos? What else is happening in Shakira's world?
I'm sure a new video soon. It's the remix video to this same song, you know, and that I think will come out this week. And there's more videos coming out soon and a tour next year and an album November.
Busy.
That's all about it.
Whose concept was it for the video with all the you know, the oil and all that? Was that your idea or was that somebody else?
Well, it was a collaboration, you know. I get really involved in everything I do. I can't help it. I'm like a guardian dog, always witnessing and really watching the process of everything I do, because you know, I feel that's what I have to do somehow, is take care of every single detail has to do with my career and the creative aspects of it. So this video, I don't know, the director came up with the script and then, you know, I came up with the idea of the you know, slicing the onions and the tomato scene and you know, I wanted to be dancing on the roof deck and then this idea of, you know, putting the oil, rose and the black painting and all of that, which is something that I was looking for. You know, I really wanted to like portray this juxtaposition of ideas between the tribal and the urban.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I always felt like it was my alter ego who was dancing on the roof deck, you know, it's like the beast inside me or something like that. Mm-hmm. The angry Shakira.
Well, it's obviously getting a lot of play because it seems like whenever I turn MTV on, there it is, you know?
Yeah.
Well, congratulations, and again, we will link up to your website, and we'll tell everybody to go out and buy the album, and we certainly hope when you're in Atlanta, you can stop on by.
Oh, yeah, I will. Thank you so much, guys.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye now.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
So yesterday, we took some really odd calls late in the show yesterday. Some depressing calls, I think, late in the show.
About Nicole?
The last calls that we take?
Yeah.
Take?
Yeah.
But yeah, with Nicole, I mean, over the last couple of days, we've pretty much followed this storyline with Nicole and Karen and Aaron. And without getting into the whole thing, the two of them found that they were dating the same guy. Karen was dating him for 9 months. Nicole was only dating him for 3 weeks. And they had this plan to confront him at Piedmont Park on Saturday and publicly humiliate the guy and basically say, look, we're both here. We know what's going on. You're a moron, right? So yesterday, we get a call from Nicole, and she basically says, you know what? I knew that he was going out with Karen. I knew right from the start. You guys, if you've been listening about this time, probably heard the whole thing yesterday. But after we played that call from Nicole, and let me just play 60 seconds of that call just in case you didn't hear it yesterday, because we played it for the Late Burt Show listeners also, and the response that we got after we played it was really, really bizarre. First, let me play the call for you. This is Nicole yesterday.
I'll be honest with you. You know, when you guys called me, I was surprised to get a call from you guys. I am a fan, but I knew we were busted. I knew he had a girlfriend that he wanted out of the relationship, and he was going to break it off. And I mean, I guess this just came to a head before he had a chance. So when I told him, you know, on the way to our date, he you know, really needed my help. And he's like, I don't want her to be my girlfriend. I never wanted it. I want you. So I said, well, let's make it happen.
All right. So yeah. When you were on with us on Friday, you were acting then. You knew that he had a girlfriend, and you knew that he was dating both of you guys.
Yeah, I did.
Nicole, okay. They've been going out with each other for 9 months. You stole this guy out from right underneath her.
You're the mistress.
You know what? I wasn't from the beginning, but once I found out what a, you know, crackhead she is, she's crazy. I thought, Nicole, you know what? Let me help this guy.
She's nuts. She's absolutely nuts.
Okay,
so obviously Nicole doesn't show up on Saturday. She bails and she steals this guy.
Right.
So we play that same thing for the Late Burt Show listeners yesterday in like the 9 o'clock hour. And check out some of the calls that we got, because we all left the studio yesterday a little bit bummed about it, you know?
You guys not agree that all stay in love and war?
No.
I definitely think that. I mean, what happens if Nicole and this guy end up getting married and living together for the rest of their life? Like, then in 20 years, we're not going to look back and think, oh, well, you're still a cheater. Like, yes, I definitely think with the way that they hooked up, he could still cheat on her or whatnot. But you guys are hard on her because she's just out looking for love the same way all of us are.
Can't be a mistress unless you're stealing someone else's husband.
So you say there really are no, as long as that you're not engaged or not married, there are no rules about this. I mean, take what you can.
Absolutely. do you think because you've dated for 9 months that you're supposed to get married, that, you know, you can't be interested in anyone else? That doesn't make sense.
There is a right way to do things and there is a wrong way to do things. And the way that they handled this was absolutely incorrect. You don't agree with that?
It doesn't matter if she came to him and he went to her and he told her. It doesn't matter. If you leave one girlfriend for another, you're accused of cheating. If you're not married, you're free game. That's the whole idea. If they were married, it'd be a whole different ball game.
Now,
you're not a mistress if you're not cheating with someone else's husband.
I got to give some credit to Ed. He's a little pimp going on, because if you could have the girls and then actually come out with one of them,
just a man. And, you know, I'd hang out with him because he's just going to teach men what it's like to be a man. Because that's what's good about it. We could get away with things like that. Now, if the girl did it, she'd be labeled as a slut or whatever. And, you know, he's just a man. So kudos to him.
All right, so that was yesterday on the show, and I think we all left here just kind of shaking our heads.
I was troubled.
God bless him.
Yeah,
God
you can't people. Have a mistress unless you're married? What is that?
So I thought maybe we're being old-fashioned here. I mean, is this how, if you're dating now and you're single,
you're
are these kind
game.
Of like, are these the rules of engagement now, where you are fair game if you are not married? If you're just dating, yeah, maybe you guys have made a verbal commitment to each other. But do you look at it if you're dating now like, you know what, if they're not married, I can do anything I want? 404-741-1005.
To me, this situation with Karen, who had been dating Aaron for 9 months, I mean, obviously it was serious enough that he had plenty of stuff at her apartment because he went and cleared it out. Mm-hmm. And he had keys to her place and a key to her car.
And her car.
I mean, we're talking about, like, that's a serious relationship. If you give somebody keys to your place and keys to your car, that's a commitment level enough that you owe that woman respect enough
remember, she's
to
psycho.
Break up with her first.
Crackhead.
Yeah, she's psycho, remember?
Mm-hmm. But I mean, as by definition, as we heard yesterday, though, doesn't matter. You could be living with each other. That's fine. You could co-lease a car together, whatever. So long as you're not married.
Co-lease a car.
Then you're fair game, you know?
Right.
The only thing, the thing that bothered me about that is that naive view of wedding day changes everything. That you can be, you know, your character can be compromised, but on your wedding day, all of a sudden, you're going to turn around and you're going to be faithful and you're going to be perfect. And I mean, that's just a ridiculous idea.
So I think there are some times on this show that we talk about ideals, like what's going on ideally rather than reality. So I guess what I'm asking for is if you're dating now and you're single, is the reality of the situation that, yeah, we look at it like everybody's fair game if you're not married.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Tara.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys. I just wanted to say that I do respect the show. I like the show, and I'm very impressed with everything that's being said today. But I wanted to make the point that, Melissa, and I respect you too, what you said earlier.
Melissa, you appreciate my opinion.
I don't want to come out and, you know, be rude. What you said earlier, I just don't agree with. I am, I guess, what you would consider like a serial cheater. I've cheated on every single one of my boyfriends. I'm 25.
Mm-hmm.
But the situation with me is I know when I get married, I'm going to get married. I'm not going to have, I don't know what it's called for girls. I'm not going to have a mistress, whatever. I'm not going to cheat on my husband.
Why? Okay, let me ask a question, though. Why do you know that when your behavior thus far, you haven't been able to be disciplined enough to stay faithful?
Because I'm not married. That's just it. I know how sacred marriage is to me. I know how devastated I would be if I found out that my husband was cheating on me. Marriage, I know, is totally different than being a single 25-year-old in Atlanta these days, or anywhere for that matter. And like a lot of the other people I think that might be listening or, you know, are saying, if you're protected, if you're not, you know, being irresponsible, and if you're handling it in a mature manner and you're not just being disgusting about it, you can have fun. You can also date more than one person at the same time. And you don't have to date to just get married.
Now, you said that you've cheated on everybody you've been with. Do these guys in the relationships with you think that they're the only guy?
Most of them do, yes.
Because you've
told
them
that.
Most of them
think that we're going to be exclusive. We are just dating each other, and then you go out and screw around on them.
Yes. I admit that is poor. I admit that is wrong.
Why do you have to have that exclusive conversation if you know you're just going to keep dating other people? Like, why can't you tell them that?
I honestly try to avoid that. And I don't want to put myself in the light like, oh, she's hot stuff. I really don't. But I honestly try to avoid that situation because I really don't want to have to lie. But I know if it were me and if the guy were dating other women, it just happens that way. They just want to be exclusive with me. And I don't mean that to sound like I'm, again, hot stuff. They want to be exclusive. You think what you want to think.
Don't you know that if guys want to be exclusive and you don't, and you say no, they're not going anywhere. Chances are pretty good they're coming back anyway.
It sounds like it, doesn't it? I don't know what to say about that. I could try that, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I think that it kind of goes back to what we were saying about ideal versus real. Like, I think in your ideal mind, the ideal you is someone that would not cheat on anybody. And the ideal you, all of a sudden, you're going to be a different person on your wedding day. But in your everyday practice, you have turned yourself into someone who doesn't have the character that you think you do.
Well, no, I think the ideal me is someone who, when I get married, I won't cheat, but I don't see myself right now as the ideal person.
Well, if you're an attention hound now and you, like, thrive on getting that attention, that won't be
I disagree.
Over
I don't think
once
it's an
you get married.
Thing. I disagree. I mean, I don't think it's an attention thing for me. You know, you being beautiful yourself probably could go out and, you know, get that type of attention. It's not you yourself. I don't think, yeah, I don't know. Am I making that point? Is that totally bad?
Well, no, I mean, I think you're saying what you really believe. Just because we don't agree with it doesn't mean it's
right.
I'm just concerned for you thinking that your life is going to be easy and carefree when you get married if you cheat up until that point.
Why would you think that?
Because it's just out of concern of that, again, that ideal view that all of a sudden one person's going to change everything, and it doesn't work that way. You know, you really have to discipline yourself to be a better person before you get to that point.
Tara,
take for example, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but take for example right now. Like, I'm seeing two guys, and they don't know each other. And one of them I was actually fairly exclusive with for about 5 or 6 months, and then the other one was exclusive, you know, like last year kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
I got together, you know, that kind of thing. And they don't know about each other, but they know of each other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, does that help at all?
So they know they're not exclusive.
No, they don't know they're not exclusive.
They just
both
don't know
they were.
They just don't know each other personally.
That's correct.
Well, you need to ask yourself, why can't you be honest with them? Like, why do you feel the need to lie to them?
I mean, I felt like I was being fairly close to honest in that they do know of each other. They just
ask yourself why. Like, why are you doing that? What are the reasons behind you not being able to say, hey, I'm dating two people? I mean, I really like you, but I've got this other person in my life. Are you afraid one of them's going to leave? Like, are you afraid to be alone? Like, I mean, I'm just wondering, like, you need to ask yourself, just to be fair to yourself, why?
Yeah.
I think a better question is why not?
What do you mean, why not?
Well, it's just selfish and rude and mean to the other person.
No,
that's why not.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
They both think they're exclusive.
They both think they're exclusive.
No, she said they both know that each other exists.
They know each other exists and that I went out with them. Yeah, you're misunderstanding.
In the past.
I'm sorry.
But they don't
know of each other right now.
Yeah, they have no idea.
Oh, yeah, you bitch.
I'm not judging. I'm just saying that I think you need to consider the fact that, like, what Jen's trying to get at is if there's a reason you do this now, the behavior's not going to necessarily be easy to change later on, you know? So I really think that you need to start practicing being someone who is honest with the people you're with, and then that will make you someone better, you know, in your marriage, is all I'm saying.
Tara, are you the exception or are you the rule?
What do you mean?
Do you find most people that you know that are single and dating right now have the same attitude about it that you do? Or do you find that, you know what, if I'm dating somebody, even though we're not married, I'm going to keep it exclusive?
I think, I'll be honest, none of my girlfriends, I have a very, you know, close-knit group of, you know, several girlfriends. None mm-hmm. of my girlfriends do what I do,
mm-hmm.
but they don't, and they would be honest with me if they thought I was being bad or if I was being wrong, and they would say, you know what, you're just being a lot, you know
what Jeff said.
Yeah. But I think that for the most part, no. I mean, it's not a practice per se mm-hmm. that everybody's doing, but it's definitely something that people are more accepting of in their mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Because if my girlfriends thought I was being horrible, they would tell me, you know, I've done horrible things. They told me you're mm-hmm. horrible, and they mean it. You know, and I respect them, just like I respect, you know, the constructive criticism today, so.
Oh, good, because you're going to get some of that.
Oh.
Hey, constructive criticism is being polite, by the way.
Hey, Shelly. Shelly, go ahead. You're on with Tara.
Guess what? You're horrible. It's all about what you want back in life. Do you want the same respect that you give out to someone else? And if that's the way you're going to treat people, that's what you're going to get back.
I understand where everybody's coming from on that. And I understand that you do think it's horrible, but here's the thing. Yes, there's a big lie, and I can admit that since it's cheating and they don't know about each other or in any of the situations I've ever been in, that it's a lie. But I am honest in the relationship for the rest of it. I know that doesn't make up
no,
for it.
No.
Are you making a million excuses for yourself?
A lie is a lie. The whole relationship is a lie. It's based on a lie.
Yeah, I don't know how you could say I'm honest and I'm a great girlfriend in every other way except I'm screwing around on my boyfriends.
And here's my question further. I know it's kind of personal. Are you sleeping with both of them?
Yes.
Okay. And they don't know that?
No.
Are you protected with both of them?
Yes.
All right. Andrew agrees.
Every single time?
Every single time.
Okay, good.
Because that is something that was a part of the responsibility thing I guess I was trying to get at earlier.
Gotcha.
Andrew agrees with your theory. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Of course there's somebody.
Yeah, I agree with her. I mean, I know one thing. I'm feeling like if she met the right person, then she's not going to cheat, and then eventually will get married. But right now, both of them might not be right for her. I mean, because, I mean, I do the same thing. And a lot of times, while I'm dating a girl, you know, and they, you know, I'm not going to tell them, you know, that I'm dating somebody else because then they'll just kind of cut you off right away.
No, they won't. And that's the difference. Yeah. I think Bert said that about guys, like, for the girl that we're talking to.
Yeah, for me, I don't mean to come off like I'm hot stuff, but they probably wouldn't. I think he's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the girls will cut you off right away, and they don't give you a chance to get to know them.
No, they won't. That's the
weird part.
It's about trying to get to know people and trying to find out if you want to be with them. And so, you know, you say, you know, okay, I'm just dating you just so you can get to know them. But then if it doesn't work out, then you break up. You know, if you know you're not going to be with that person. Because I feel if I get with that person that I'm going to be with, I'm going to be with them. And it's going to be the right person for me. And then I'm going to stop doing that kind of stuff.
I understand why you would think that way. But honestly, I have dated a guy in the past that was dating other women. And I didn't stop dating him because he was dating other people. I wanted to win him over.
Right.
Like, it made me, like, it was a challenge. It made me want to date him more.
So maybe she's onto something. Maybe she should let the other guy know
Absolutely.
That there's somebody else there and let them fight it out.
He's not going anywhere. I'm telling you. Mm-hmm. I'm telling it.
Especially if you're hot.
Yeah. All right, Tara. Thanks a lot. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Thanks for your honesty.
Get it. The Bert Show.